The a lot of credit go to the Saints today. They came out, especially early in the ball game, and changed a lot of things differently than what they did, and caught us a little bit off balance. I was proud of the team that we continued to fight back, trying to overcome really a tough situation, tough place to play. A lot of things that happened, but we're not doing enough things to win the football games. We let them convert on 3rd and 15. We're not getting enough turnovers, and then we've got penalties defensively. So we got to play a lot better than that.
Did you agree with the call on Munnerlyn, and how pivotal was that to the outcome of the game?
Well, I think it was a pivotal point in the ball game. We had just sacked him. They were going to punt the ball, and it was we're going to punt the ball backed up, but it's a penalty, and you can't do those things. So,
do you have any early indication on Matt's injury?
Yeah, he's got several fractured bones in his foot.
Shelf or foot?
Foot. You know, I thought he did some good things. Obviously, it's a tough situation going in there. He made some very good throws. Obviously, he missed a couple. He was able to extend plays with his legs, I thought, quite well. And he overcame some tough situations, too, in the ballgame.
How long are you thinking Castle's out?
I don't know. Not the doctor. We'll have to see what it is and if he needs to have surgery and go from there.
But obviously, I assume Bridgewater's your quarterback moving forward. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How ready do you think he is that he becomes your starting quarterback?
He'll be ready. He'll be helping to get, you know, I think it'll help to go back at home. It'll help to get all the reps next week. So I think that'll be good for him.
Mike, when you put him in like you did, do you have to taper the game plan down, or do you just throw it all to him when he, you know?
No, we have. If a situation like this arises, we have plays that, obviously, that we feel better with him about. but yeah, we did taper down some. Yeah, because he has not gotten all the reps during the week. So
your defense after the first two drives seemed to really confuse them. Was that in game adjustments? Or is that just playing better?
Well, we played a lot better, but we they changed a lot of things in what they did with some of their – I mean, it was probably my fault. I was going to trick them a little bit in the beginning of the game, and they end up changing. So they caught us a little off balance. We didn't play well. We didn't tackle. We didn't get off blocks. We didn't do much in those first two drives. Left a guy open right down the middle of the field. and even on the touchdown, we should have had that one covered. But the guys hung in there. You know, I asked them this week because I felt like a week ago we didn't withstand what New England gave us. And so our whole thing was if we get punched in the mouth this week, we want to punch back. And I think we did that. Now we got to play better. Now we got to. I keep trying to talk to this football team about being a tough, physical, aggressive, and smart team. And some of the things we did today, I think we saw improvement. Obviously not enough in the smart categories and things like that, but that's really what we're trying to build is when we can withstand a punch here and there, and then we get a chance to throw some.
Mike, from your vantage point, what did you see on the run-in play?
You know, I talked to Walt about it afterwards, and he thought he threw him down with force, so I asked him if he blew the whistle when he was in the grasp, and he said yes. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, those guys are experts at what they do, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Do you think of your appeal submit to the league at all? Will you try to appeal, submit it to the league at all, or do you go back and look at the film?
We'll look at it on the tape, but you can't throw the quarterback down.
How much do you feel like that changed the game, changed the momentum of the game?
Well, I thought we had good momentum going on. We were frustrating them a little bit on the offensively. I think we would have had good field position, and you know, who knows? But they were better than we were today.
Adrian Peterson back at any time this year?
I don't know. We'll have to just see where that goes.
Teddy comes in cold. What do you think of the overall protection that he had from the line?
At the end, it got a little bit sloppy, I thought, but at the beginning, it looked like it was pretty good. He's able to buy a little bit more time in the pocket at times with his quickness, and obviously, we got to sharpen him up on a lot of things as well. But
what's the concern level throwing Teddy out there with the way your running game has struggled? That he's not going to have a great running game behind him.
That's what we get paid to do. We get paid to figure out what we can do better, how we can accentuate what he can do, and we got to keep figuring out ways that we can run the ball better.
Do you think not having Peterson and all the distractions last week factored in, or what do you kind of tell your players about that?
You know, we can't worry about what we don't have. What we have to do is worry about what we do have, and how we can go forward from where we are. No one is going to feel sorry for us. No one's going to cry that we don't have this guy or that guy. And we're certainly not going to make excuses about it. We're going to keep going back to work, keep fighting. You know, we're trying to build what I want this football team to look like. And the only way I know how to do it is by hard work. That's the only way. So there's no magic wand. We just got to keep going. And the one thing I feel good about this football team is, though, they got a lot of heart. Now, I'm going to have to fix some things, but I think they have a lot of heart. They'll fight, and they're trying to do the very best they can, and we just got to do better.
Teddy's known for his composure. Did you see any different reaction from him going into the middle of the game now than maybe in the preseason when he was playing the play?
No, I thought he was very composed with everything. He didn't see any panic. You know, there were some issues with the headsets on both sides of the ball today, but he handled it well, and I believe that he's going to be very good.
Is it noise, or is it just again the same situation?
Yeah, these dang headsets. I don't know what's going on with them. I mean, this is not the first. This is out of 3 weeks we've had two issues, so we need to get that fixed. I know that.
Do you have any injury update on Fusco, Rudolph, and Robinson, and anybody else?
Fusco hurt a peck. Robinson's got a hamstring, and Greenway came out because of his ribs.
When you have those issues with the headsets, can you not get the play into them? You have to.
Well, it just everything is. Yeah, I mean, you have. It's everything is more difficult because the clock is running down. You're not able to line up in motion or whatever you need to do, and so you have to repeat it a couple times, and all of a sudden they give you a different look at the line of scrimmage, and you can't change what you need to do. So but you know, I'm sure we're not the only team that has these issues, and I don't think it's the headsets per se, but when this is twice in visiting stadiums that this has happened. Honestly, I don't know. How many catches he had? 5 or 6? I don't know how he did. I mean, we didn't cover him well enough. Probably. 6. We didn't double him, but, you know, we had to get – they were running the ball so effectively on us in the beginning of the ball game. We had to get the run stopped, and so when you're doing some of those things to get the run stopped, then you lack in different areas. Should have covered 89 in one time.
What specifically did Castle do to his toe, and did you know it right away, or maybe just talk about how it happened and all that kind of stuff?
I think it was when he scrambled on the one play. And then it came off. I don't know exactly what happened. They just came over and told me that it was broke. Good.